This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. A camera that was hidden in one of the bathrooms at the Frick Pittsburgh took over 200 images, multiple of which were of children. In Yukon, residents are against plans for a new toxic waste dump. You could be able to see the NASA rocket launch this weekend. Plus, apparently, Pennsylvania has no fun cities. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in a PX. A man captured over 200 images of adults, children, and seniors on a camera he hid in a bathroom at the Frick Pittsburgh, reports Pittsburgh's Action News 4. 35-year-old Todd Anthony Bouchen got 236 new criminal charges this week on top of the 90 counts he already had. CBS Local Pittsburgh details how Bouchen was arrested last month after someone on the museum's cleaning staff discovered the camera. Investigators say Bouchen had roughly 3,000 images total from cameras in different locations. He now faces charges such as sexual abuse of children, child pornography, and invasion of privacy. Max, the company that owns the Max Environmental Yukon Landfill in Westmoreland County, wants to make the landfill bigger and build a new untreated toxic waste dump, reports CBS Local Pittsburgh. Those who live in Yukon, however, are against both those ideas. The company and the State Department of Environmental Protection has reassured residents that both facilities will be entirely safe, but residents claim they've heard that before and remain mistrustful. The landfill is already the size of about 121 football fields, and many worry that the hazardous waste in the dump won't be able to be properly contained. A public meeting to discuss these plans has been scheduled for later this month. You may be able to see a rocket launch this weekend, states NJ.com. Rocket Lab USA's first-ever Electron rocket will blast off from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia on Friday at 6 p.m. This means that folks in Pennsylvania, plus New Jersey and New York, could very well be able to see it head on up. However, given this week's weather, it may not be clear enough to see it, but fingers crossed. What makes something fun is, of course, a matter of opinion, but Wild Hub researchers decided to find America's quote-unquote most fun cities based off of cold, hard data, says PennLive. This means first establishing three key dimensions, entertainment and recreation, nightlife and parties, and costs, and factoring in relevant metrics, like music venues per capita and booze prices, to give cities their final rankings. When it comes to Pennsylvania cities, Philadelphia got the 21st overall ranking and Pittsburgh 29th, meaning they're not the most fun, but hey, at least they're still in the top half of 182 cities total. The absolutely most fun city in the U.S. was found to be, unsurprisingly, Vegas, and the least, Pearl City, Hawaii. And that is it for today. For all the latest headlines, check out PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to share it around with other people you think would enjoy it too. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you for Friday's episode of Today in a PX. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.